Blog Talk Radio.
My vision is not the best this morning. I don't know what's going on with it.
Maria, she made me feel like I'm in
people. So good morning everybody. I am your host, Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard, and I'm the CEO and founder of Blog Talk Radio. Well, not Blog Talk Radio. How about I'm claiming that too? But I'm Hope Victorious. So today I'm like super excited that my pastor, Reverend Joshua Gooden, is on with us on this morning. So greetings to everyone. Just waiting for some people to hop on here. Amen. Hi, Sandy. How are you? Yes. So just waiting for some more folks to hop on. I know it's early on this morning. I ain't already had my coffee. Still drinking that coffee with me. So before we get into our text, I just wanted to just say thank you to everyone who has been joining me over the years. So super excited. I see your that God has healed the ones who have called in and asked for prayer. And I'm just so super excited what God is doing. I'm just so super excited. So today I want to introduce my pastor, Reverend Joshua Gooden. He is so dope, y'all. He is so super incredible. And I just love him, and I love the work that he is doing at St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church, because he is doing great, great and mighty works there. So I'm going to turn it over to him for a little bit, just, and then we're just going to be just collabing and just chatting some stuff out on this morning when God has appointed you. Not you appointed yourself, but when God has appointed you. So he's going to just tell us what's going on in Pastor Joshua's world on this morning. So take it away, Pastor. Mm-hmm. You know they're gonna be texting me, do you? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. That is awesome. What'd you say? And school. Oh my gosh. Yes, that is so deep. So I know that's right. I know that's right. Did y'all hear that? So don't get all tripped up over your age, and even though he's still a young man, but I'm just saying, people going back to school at 50, 60, 70 years old, just get it done, like you say, Pastor. Get it done. Yes. And listen, so this 501c3 is under St. Paul Chapel, or this is underneath Joshua Gooden, Pastor Joshua Gooden?
This is underneath Joshua Gooden Ministry.
Woo! Yay! You should be. Oh my God! Congratulations! You should be. Oh my God! Because how long you? But look how many times you put out there, Joshua Gooden Ministries. But now you have something over. You talking about, when I'm telling y'all, speak it into existence, y'all, speak it into existence. I know it's going to be some more great things that's going to come from underneath Joshua Gooden Ministries. I just think that it's just so wonderful. Let me tell you, you already jumped out the boat, okay? You preached it, you didn't jump out the boat. But I think that is a dynamic program. Oh, my God. Now keep all the listeners up to date until so they can. Is it open to everyone? Hey, I like that. Okay, so you all hear that, so you don't have to be a member, and on your page as well, okay. So you don't have to be a member, so you ain't got to get all caught up in that, because he's not that type of pastor. You got to be a member here in order to participate and reap the benefits of God. So you don't have to worry about that. Amen. So let's just jump right on in on this morning about when God has appointed you. So this morning I'm coming from Daniel chapter 6, beginning with the third verse, and it says, I know you already shaking your head, right, Pastor? Yes, yeah, so the word of because how many times we have appointed our own selves and it don't last. My sister Penny always say, whatever you do for Christ will last. Whatever you do for him will last. Oh, my God. So the word of the Lord reads, it says, now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. How could you be that distinguished if he will set you over the whole kingdom? It says, at this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men said, we will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God. So these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, may King Darius live forever. The royal administrators perfect satraps, advisors, and governors, law, all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except to you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Woo! Glory be to God. When I tell you, I'm just so overwhelmed on today because, let me see, I got a text coming through because sometimes they be texting, I can't hear you. Okay, good. They can. All right. Sometimes when reading the scripture, you can always reflect on something happening to you. And I just say a bill was passed. In today's era, a bill was passed, and it was signed, sealed, and delivered. But the thing about it is that when these men came up against Daniel, they didn't know who they was coming up against. How often we sit there and God elevate us, and then here come the enemy. You can jump in whenever you want, Pastor. Here come the enemy. Always, but how could you be that distinguished that when God appoints you, he'll take you from that position and then take you higher? So he was over the whole empire, not because he appointed himself, but because God appointed him. Woo, glory. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. It's not gonna work. Yes. Okay. Yeah. On the same level. Woo! But look how God just elevated him. Because let me tell you, when God is in it, you can't fail and you can't go wrong. And sometimes when we get positions like when we feel like it's time for us to be elevated. So we see, we look on the board. I mean, they have the board. Everything is digital today. But at work, you look in a portal and you see it's time for you think it's time for you to be elevated. And you go and take that job without God saying, no, I didn't tell you it was time. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be prayerful about everything. Sometimes we think it's time to buy a car, a house, time to go to the next level, time to get on another ministry at the church, and it don't be time. You know what I'm saying? So, but when God appoints you, I just think you just can't go wrong, like you said. You can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Okay. But will be done, yes. Mm-hmm. And it is something, because sometimes when you become so frustrated, because when you put things on your vision board and it don't come to pass, especially if it's not lining up with God. But what I have learned this week, some things that he has appointed me to and some things that his grace is on those things that I chose to do. I don't know. That's just how I'm seeing it for my own self. Everybody has their own relationship with God. But I believe that his grace is sufficient. And I just believe some things that we do in life, it's good, and I'm allowed that to go. But things that I appointed you to do, I just think those things will flourish. You know what I'm saying? So it could be anything that you may buy a car. God gives you grace on that. But, you know, let me see, how can I explain it? So I can give you a car, and he'll give you grace, you know, for that car, but that's not really the car that he wanted you to have. You know what I'm saying? But he's just so lenient, and he's just so plentiful in mercies. And so that's what I have experienced this week. And not that I have done things that's so out of his will. I'm not talking about being out of his will, but I'm talking about those things that I desire that he allowed to have grace on, still allow me to be abundant in that way. But the things that I know he appointed me to, whoo, you just take off then. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense. Sure enough. I know my aunt Star always say, well, you know what? You don't listen to nobody but God. Yeah, I know. Because sometimes it be like that bad for me. Like, I don't want to hear nobody talk. Don't tell me your opinion. I just got to hear from God, because sometimes too many opinions will mess you up. So she always had this here saying, and she really mean that, though. You know how my aunt Star is. She's like, you don't listen to nobody unless it's God. Oh, yeah, because I, and this, I know, I'll be cracking up, but she be so serious, and I'll be serious too, because I just got to hear from God. All my directions, things that I do, and I know this past year, I know I have the praise that some folks leaving Philadelphia during the pandemic, you know what I'm saying? But my call is to God. So, you know, my mama just stays out of all of that. And my sisters, they're like, we know you praying. We know you trusting God. But the thing about it is that it's the crazy things that we do that people don't understand. It's the crazy things that we do that only God knows what he tells us to do, and that's when we listen. But Daniel, a whole nother level, when he got thrown into the den. But prior to that, they told him that he could not pray to no other God unless it was to the king. And but he could not. It was just no way around him not praying to God three times a day. There was no way around what he did. But then he took his own faith to a whole other level, because once he started praying, the enemy came and seen him praying, took it to the king. But because he made a decree where he could not appeal it, and once he put the ring signet to it, that was it. It was all over. But Daniel's faith even went to a whole other level, because even when they told him no, he said, there's no way I can't pray to God. There's just no way I can't pray. So faith plays a lot of, if faith goes a long way in terms of our direction with the Lord. Because you can't do nothing, because God have you do some crazy stuff. And you be like, it's crazy, but I got to have faith to believe it. Yeah? Yeah. Really?
Good talk. They're saying they can't hear you, but they can hear me.
Right. Okay, so can you hear me? But can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I took that whatever piece I had out, so hopefully that they can. Can they hear me a little better now?
So somebody on the Facebook, let me know if you can hear Reverend Wanda now.
Can you all hear me now? I don't know. Can they hear me? I think my mom is on there. Mom, type in. You still can't hear me? Oh, my Lord. Okay. Well, let me try to fix this. Should I put the other microphone in? All right. Well, you can keep on talking, Pastor, so they can hear me. They say they can.
Thank you all for letting us know.
Yes.
And when you can hear her, please indicate to us.
Okay.
But
so maybe if you can just talk about the whole faith thing with Daniel until so I get on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I think that this passage is rich in this idea is 50. So when you are anointed and appointed, is a sign that you are in the right direction. If you don't have any opposition, you probably are not going in the right direction. If you don't have people in your life that are seeing, that are trying to stop you, if you don't have people in your life who are hating on you, you probably ain't in the right position. And that matters. That matters. That really does matter. And here it is, Daniel. He's just doing what God called him to do. And because he was faithful, and that's important, that when God appoints you and God anoints you, can you maintain your faithfulness even in the face of those who are opposing you?
Okay. And was they jealous of Daniel? Oh, yes, they were. Just like you said, so jealous just of his character, who he was. And it's so crazy because I just really believe even when Daniel knew they passed that decree, he cared, but he didn't care because he knew God was going to save him. He knew if he hit that den, that pit with them lions, God was going to shut the mouth of the lion. You could just feel it just stirring up on the inside of you when the enemy come up against you, but you know God is going to protect you. Oh, my God. Whew, you can't tell him, yeah? Yeah. Because I know when that enemy start rearing his head, and it's something because in, on top of blessings, you try to enjoy the blessings of the Lord, but then here come another attack. But I just want to encourage you all that there is peace. Sometimes we feel like there's no peace, but there is peace, and God will give you a peace, even when you're wrestling with situations, even when you're working your faith out with the Lord like Daniel. He will give you peace. Daniel was able to have peace at some point. So don't worry about the enemy. If God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. So don't worry about it. God will give you peace, because sometimes you can wrestle with a situation with your enemy like crazy. Don't lose no more sleep tonight. Go to bed. Don't lose no more sleep. Go to bed, because God got you. Oh, Jesus, you can't tell me that Daniel did not believe that by his faith on the inside that God was going to deliver him, no matter what traps the enemy set up against him. Because what? Because God appointed him to that. He appointed him. Oh, glory. Oh, yeah.
Has given to you.
And that's another thing. Do not despise small beginnings, because that platform may not be small to God. It may be small to you. So whatever he has given to you, is he will elevate you in due time. He will. So don't get fooled and messed up by the opinions of people, because the opinions of people will handicap you, will have you sitting back, will have you feeling depleted, and you will never accomplish what God has given to you. Life is going on for them, and you sitting back listening to the opinions of people being paralyzed and handicapped because of what they may say or what they shouldn't, what I shouldn't do or what I should do. Jealousy. But if Daniel would have got caught up, and those folk who was jealous of him, he would never went to the next level in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. He would never had taken that position to be over the whole empire. Why? Because he may have thought that he didn't have enough credentials or he wasn't qualified for the position. But if God has qualified you, and listen on here today, don't worry about what they say. You don't have a master's degree. God got your degree. And if you have a master's degree, folks still ain't going to be satisfied. Then they want you to have your PhD. You know what I'm saying? So you can't satisfy these folks. Glory. Woo, Jesus. Well, nice pastor till today. Be free. Mm-hmm. I like that when you said, if you stuck in the mud, both of y'all, how could they pull you out? Because first of all, they need to be just a little bit higher than where you are to pull you out. And I always hear people, even with that won Nobel Peace Prize and PhDs, that say, you need to be around some folks that's smarter than you. Everybody in your camp can't be on the same level. There's nothing wrong with being around folks that's smarter than you. Hope, because that's what how your company grows. That's how your business grows. That's how your ministry grows. Everybody can't be on the same level, but you got to put your pride aside to let somebody else come in who may know more than what you know. That doesn't mean that they're going to take over what you have. It just means that in that lane, they know more than what you know. You know what I'm saying? But our pride getting away, because we got to be the dictators. We got to be the ones that me. No, my team, everybody only know how to do different things. And yes, they are some are smarter than me, or all of them are, yes, because I can't do what they can do. I can't do it. But we just so get stuck up, so on our pride that we won't even allow anybody to come in to help us go to the next level. Mm. They don't. We won't. We won't. Mm. Not all of us, but some of us.
Something new. Yep. Mhm.
Yeah, I wanted to go back to what I say for any scholars that's on here about academically, and I also want to touch on pain. But when I'm saying somebody smarter than you, I'm not talking about academically. I'm talking about somebody smarter than you that when you're running a business, you know that you're not good administrative-wise sending out letters. You know that you're not good being a tech person. You know what I'm saying? So I'm talking about people who's coming in who know how to shift your business or how to shift your company or your ministry with those talents and gifts that we don't know nothing of. And another thing about pain, when you talk about being released in pain and how painful it is. Who was that, Pastor? Okay, you listen to someone, okay? In terms of pain, and we can wrap up, okay? We can wrap up because it's almost, I think it's almost 10:45, but I just want to touch on pain when you said about pain, how painful it is, how painful it is to let go, having a different mindset, having a new type of way of living, have a new type of people coming around you. Sometimes it's painful letting go that old mindset, those old habits, those things that we just got to shed off, and it's hard trying to come into something new, trying to be around new people, but like you said, in the midst of shedding, God will replace something new. A new feeling and fill those voids in you when you feel like people have gone off because God has cut them off from you or you had to cut them off and ask God to help you cut them off so you can get to the next level. It's painful letting some stuff go because sometimes there's conversations that you used to having, you can't have those conversations. Your mindset got to change. That right there is hurtful because sometimes we don't want to always think about good thoughts and it's comfortable the place that we're in. Old habits you got to get rid of. You cannot transition and go where God had you to go if you're not willing to leave some stuff behind because you have to become a new person. So anything else that you want to add, Pastor, before we close out today? Mm-hmm. Yeah. is so super excited. Yes, 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 yes. You please up in here. I need to pass the plate, but yes. And for those, we're so sorry about for the tech part here, technical issues, but it's all good. Go back and listen to the replay on today. So let us pray. Is anybody that had commented, Pastor, you wanted to say something about, or are you good? Amen. Well, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise, oh God. We thank you for today. We thank you for every day. I thank you for this broadcast. Touch the listeners, God. Touch the ones who's going back to listen to the replay, God. Oh, God, we bless your name. Touch Pastor on today. Continue to touch him, his children, and his siblings, and his mother, God. Oh, God, we do bless your name, God. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying across for our sins that we may have everlasting life. In thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side, and know that you are victorious, and have a beautiful, wonderful day. See you, Pastor. Bye. Oh, man.